Ah, oh, my friends, I wish you could be here to smell all these wonderful smells. You could be here, but the smells will be different the next time you come here because he won't be doing the same recipe. But one thing I can assure you is the smells, if you follow the recipe as Chef Eric presents it, you will have the smells that will warm the cockles of your heart. It will bring friends and neighbors together to say you are the culinary god or goddess of your neighborhood. And more importantly, you will have the same girth as Chef Eric and I. It's a beautiful thing. You win all the way around.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Okay, so we've got our herb butter now that's melted down nicely. And again, remember to use a good European or even Irish butter. And Mike, I'm going to give that to you. You go ahead and take those clams off the grill. They'll open at 6 or 8 minutes. Put them into the pan. And when he comes back, we're going to see what that looks like. He may not come back, though, with those.
Well, wait a minute. Or even
what?
The Irish butter.
Oh.
I mean, what do you mean, or even?
You caught that, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Well,
I'm a little sensitive.
Well, is Ireland part of the European Union?
They don't want to be. They did at the beginning. They don't want to be now.
I don't know if they still were or not. No, European butter, like the French butter typically, is my
white,
preference.
And it surrenders?
Or even some Italian butters, believe me, from the north. And good Irish butter, too. Kerrygold, it's fine.
Did you know that on this date in 1910, Chef Eric, the Earth passed through the tail of Halley's Comet? On this day in 1910, and nothing happened. That was a big story, nothing happened. Because there had been scientific dire predictions that everyone would die. And many hucksters actually sold comet pills.
Really?
To counter the effects of the comet gas that they thought was going to be put off. And so people were literally freaking out. They sold millions of those comet pills.
Well, now, maybe it worked. See? If I was one of the comet pill guys, I'd say,
see,
no problems.
You'd be going to the president's club for comet pills. Just saying, you know, or you'd be the North American vice president of sales and marketing for comet pills.
I have a feeling in the 1800s, I would have been riding along in like a coach with my potions, you know.
Yeah, so would I.
Rolling into the...
We'd be seeing each other from city to city.
That's it.
We'd be taking opposite street corners. But anyway, two recipes that you've already done are really over the top. But now you've had these pork chops sitting here for about 20, 30 minutes, and it's still fine.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and these are going to go right, as a matter of fact, in this segment as we exit the segment. We're going to go ahead and put these onto the egg. What I'm doing is I'm flipping them over in the flat baking pan that they're in, getting them in contact with as much of that marinade as possible. And it's looking really good. That sugar is going to caramelize quickly on this stuff. And when it does, you know, you want the grill to be hot enough, but you want it to be able to cook thoroughly. So one of the other side effects of chilling the meat too far down before you put it on the grill, is that the center is going to take longer to cook if you've, you know, got it up, you know, cold basically on the inside. So what happens is you end up potentially overcooking and burning the marinade on the outside while you're trying to get the inside to the appropriate temperature.
Perfect point. Right on point. And it's good for steaks. It's good for anything, really. You know, I mean, any meats that you're going to be cooking, remember that, because people always wonder, you know, they've taken it out of the fridge, they throw it on the grill, the outside's perfect, the inside's still cool.
Right.
And they're like, how does that happen?
Well, you know, and if you think about it, just look logistically. When we do a show, and I come at the beginning of the show to do the prep, it's about 15 minutes before the show, if we're lucky, and the meat will be typically fresh from the grocery store. So it's going to be wrapped up and whatnot. I don't unwrap it. I just leave it be. But it will sit there for a 2-hour show. Now, if we're outside, if we're in the heat or something like that, it's a different story.
You're right.
Going to bring it in an ice chest.
Yeah.
But if it's just sitting in a normal room temperature environment, all it's going to do, as long as it's sealed up, is get more and more susceptible to the flavors that we want to and encircle them with.
Wow, or enrobe them with? I mean,
enrobe?
I mean, we just have the adjectives that will make your taste buds stand up and do a little dance. I mean, it's a beautiful thing here at Chef and a Fat Man and Blue Collar Chefs. Today we are live at the Big Green Egg Retail Center. Let's talk about next week a little bit, Chef Eric.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to Memphis in May again.
Yes.
What was your memories of Memphis in May? What were the things? Let me ask you this. We had never been to Memphis in May.
Correct.
We had heard about it.
Correct.
We knew about it, but had never been there.
Right.
What were your first thoughts, or what were your first impressions of Memphis in May?
Well, you know, first of all, that it's huge.
That's
massive. I mean, the whole Riverwalk area from the bridge down to where, I mean, it's just packed with people and tents and people having a great time. I mean, it's a wonderful event. But the second thing I remember is going on the golf cart, on Silky O'Sullivan's golf cart from his place on Beale Street, and riding through, I don't know, a couple miles until we got to the actual venue, and having the police lift up the barricades for him and move out of the way, and he drives all the way up right to his tent.
Right. Now, imagine this. If you've been, imagine being driving downtown Atlanta.
Yeah.
At speeds normal to downtown Atlanta speeds, and all of a sudden there's a golf cart with no lights on it driving in the middle of the lane.
Yeah, that was
And
us.
It's Silky O'Sullivan, and the cops are waving at him saying, "Hey, Silk," as he is obviously violating every motor code violation that there is in the books.
I'm sitting there with a flashlight on the back of the...
At night we were coming back.
...of the golf cart, you know, and with the flash, with the app on my phone with the light, so it flashes. You know, it's literally, I'm flashing on the back. I'm holding it like, I'm the first thing to die if a car comes up on me here. I'm making darn sure they see us.
But, yeah, that I shared your first one for sure, the enormity of it. And the thing is, now you think of when you go to Egg Fest and you go to things, you see a lot of pop-ups. You see these are structures, hard structures that they build.
By the way, one quick second.
Yes.
If we could tell our sous chef out there that any ones that have opened should go into the herb bath. Great, great.
But they're hard structures. There are some that were 3 stories tall, and they'll have a band in there. They'll hire models in bikinis to be serving drinks. They'll have full bars up there, and everybody has bands and wristbands. And if you have a wristband, like at Silky O'Sullivan's. He's got a single-story hard structure.
And they take it down.
And they take them down and put them up every year for Memphis in May.
Yeah.
Now, these are the mega players. But they'll have 6 or 7 major smokers at the backside of it or the front side. Then you have a seating area, party area, or whatever in the front or on the second and third story.
Right.
And this goes for about a mile. And the walking paths are about 8 people wide for a mile, and you can't move in that 8 people for a mile. It is that packed. But Silky and all these, if you have the band to get in, Silky has a crew of 7 or 8 that are cooking competition, but also cooking for the 100 seats that are in there. And so when the bell gongs or when Silky says, "Go on, get yourself something to eat," you walk by 2 very big bodyguards type people. And you walk inside, and there is, and you would love this as a judge, big sheet pans, massive sheet pans. One is smoked sausage, one are ribs, one are chicken, then cheese, then potato salad, then coleslaw, then beans of 2 or 3 different varieties, and it's all eat as much as you want.
Yeah.
It is amazing, and I, too, was amazed by Silky's influence with the golf cart and just his influence in the city. I mean, the mayor of Memphis hunted him down and was chastising him because he didn't have any Silky O'Sullivan's barbecue. And he said, "Well, come on, Mr. Mayor, you just go on down there and
bring what's cooked."
The mayor's got police guards with him on his golf cart. He's got all his security around him. "I'll be right over there, Mr. Silk, and I'll be doggone if he didn't turn his golf cart around, have his driver turn around," and he went and drove right through the crowd that they cleared out so he could get to Silky O'Sullivan's for barbecue. And him and the mayor are just hee-hawing the whole time. Memphis in May is bigger than I ever thought it would be. It is a ton of fun to go to. And it just to see and experience the different cookers and everything else. And it's just, it's amazing. And, of course, we will be there. If you get a chance, go check it out. Chef Eric, we've got just a few seconds before we go to the break.
Okay, so our clams,
happy clams
are back. Now, any clams that did not open in this time period, throw them away. All right, those, if they didn't open, they weren't alive to begin with. So this this is our final mixture here, and we'll let people dig into these. And I think you're going to like these.
I know you will, because when Chef Eric says they're good, they ain't. Oh, no,
wait,
I mean,
wait,
they are.
Wait.
I'm confusing my point.
Yes, you are.
All kidding aside, it's awesome food, awesome dine. It's all about food, fun, and celebrating the good life. That's what we do here at Chef and the Fat Man and Blue Collar Chefs. Live from the Big Green Egg Retail Center. Next week, look out, Memphis. Chef and the Fat Man's coming to town.